Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about. Whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one, this program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. In today's episode, we're going to talk about strategic communication. What I mean by that is the type of communication or conversation that you're having with someone to influence them to do something or align with you on what you want to do. You need to plan this out strategically, and that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because you can't just wing it if you want it to go well. So think about a few different things when you're planning a conversation. Some of these examples might be a big program you want to launch, a project, organizational changes, maybe a new strategy, or some big alignment thing that you need to do within your organization. To have success in these conversations, you need to look at the person first, because it will actually help you plan and actually execute it in a better way. So I'm going to go through an example here with you and walk through some questions for you to think about and prepare answers for, or at least consider, before you go into one of these conversations. So let's imagine that you have a project that you want to take forward. You've heard that the clients really want this change, and you have a sense that it is necessary, but you don't have all the details yet to prove it. So you've been asked by your management to meet with some of the key decision makers to discuss the program, and you need to talk to them soon. So you're getting a lot of pressure to make this happen. So I'm going to go through these list of questions with you. Now, some of these you might think, wow, that just seems kind of silly, but they're important. And this is how you get to a yes from the people that you need to say yes for you. What do you know about the person or persons that you need to meet with? So what's important to them in their area? What do they care about? What are their goals and objectives that they're focused on? Are they a person that's more formal or informal, because that impacts how you have a conversation with them? Are they someone who's fast-paced or slow-paced? How do they make decisions? Do they need processing time, or can they decide quickly? What is their role in relation to yours and your leadership? So do they have impact in your leadership part of the organization, or are they a different part of the organization and they're more of a client or a business client? How long have they been with the company? Are they respected? How well do they know you? And do they value you? So all of this might seem a little bit like we're trying to create a psychological profile in some ways, but it helps you be able to position things and be able to have a conversation with them that they can actually hear. And that's the goal. So if you go in with your style and just say, I really want to do this and I need to make it happen and I need, you know, $200,000 to make this happen, they're probably not going to just give it to you. Right? Especially if they don't know you that well and they don't know what this is even about that you're asking them to fund. So you have to be prepared with some of this information. So next, what I want you to think about is what you need from them. What outcome do you want from the conversation? Do you need a decision? Do you need approval? Are you asking them to give you input, guidance, or feedback? You have to lay that out for them so that they understand what it is you need from them and that they can provide that. Now, they may have a bunch more questions than what you have provided information for, but that's okay. It's moving you forward, and that's the goal. Next, think about how to position the conversation. Now, if you have a bunch of people that you need to align with, you might want to do it as a group, or you might want to do it as each individual person. So you have to decide and weigh out the amount of time you have, whether or not it makes sense for them all to be in the room and hear the same message at the same time, or if you want to talk to them individually because they may have different concerns, they may want to ask you different questions, and maybe it's just easier. Think about the story that you want to tell. I always use an example about the journey that you might have been on and reviewed options and looked at things already, but that person hasn't been on the journey. So you have to be able to tell the story about how you got from where this all started, whatever it is, this project, program, whatever it is, to where you are now. And then they can start to understand that you have researched options or that you've made a recommendation based on good information or data. You need to bring them along on the journey. How will you approach it? Are you going to do a presentation? Are you going to just draw some simple pictures? Are you going to just have a verbal conversation? You have to really think about that too, because some people learn differently, right? Some people are auditory learners. Some people are visual learners. Some people are kinesthetic, where they actually like to, you know, draw pictures and try things out. Try to know what the person is if you can. And if you can't, do your best to kind of include pieces of that, right? So maybe there's some graphs and charts and pictures, and maybe there's just some verbal conversation as well. Is there a plan to discuss what you want to do? So would they be expecting you to already come into this conversation with a plan, or is this conversation kind of the precursor to a plan and you just need information? It's good to understand expectations that they may have of you before you walk into the conversation, because if they're expecting you to have a plan and you don't have one, it's going to be probably a quick conversation. And so understanding what's expected or sharing with them an agenda in advance, like, I'm just coming in to do a little bit of a back and forth brainstorm conversation with you so that I can get some input to create a plan. It just sets expectations and it makes it an easier outcome for you to get to what you want. What do you need to know that you have already? And what else do you need to know to make the conversation complete? So you might have some information, you might have your team working on other information, and there may be things that you don't have at all. And the key is, how quickly can you get that? Because think about your putting together maybe a business case or a presentation that you need to take maybe to the next level, and you need all this information to get consolidated in one place. It's much easier for a person to say yes to you if you've already started down that path. Like, I have this much information already, which definitely says we should go, but I'm researching a few other areas and I'll have that next week. You need to have that planned out too. You can't think about, well, I'll do that later, because it may impact the amount of money you need, the resources you need, the scope of the work. So you have to be thinking ahead and more strategically about what it is you want to do, and not just assume that they're going to say yes to whatever it is you've laid out. Think about how quickly some of these conversations need to happen. Now, you might get a sense of urgency from your management to say, go do this right now, go make it happen. But don't be afraid to push back and say, you know, I could go do it right now, but I don't think the conversation is going to go as well as if it would when I gather the rest of this information. I think it's a more complete picture for them to say yes to. So don't be afraid to just push back where you need to make sure that the conversation is going to be a win. Think about this person. How much do they already know about the topic? Are they very versed with it already? Or is it something brand new to them and you need to provide context for them so that they can say yes? Think about the simplest way to share the message. I have fallen into this trap myself many times where I want to tell them everything. I want to give them all the information, and it's overwhelming. And so sometimes I'll write out all the information that I want to give them, and then I'll pare it down to maybe one slide or two slides, because no one can process all that. And some people need processing time to even understand what you're saying. So I would say, if you can send it to them in advance, that's a way to get them a chance to look at it in advance and think about it. But if you can make it simple, most people can process it in the moment. And it helps you share the message in the best way. It helps them understand it and be able to ask you questions. But overcomplicating it and trying to put everything into it probably will not serve you in the best way. Think about objections you might get. What kinds of questions are they going to have? What kind of pushback will they have? Where do they see it maybe isn't going to be a good thing? And how can you help them understand why it is? Sometimes I'll have people think about, what are the benefits of doing this? What's the return on investment? What is the impact if we don't do this? Because you need them to see both sides. It's real easy to make decisions sometimes on certain criteria, but not knowing the other side of it and the impact of what this decision could have on the organization or the department is something that they need to know to make the best decision. So share with them what you think they need to know. Share it in a way that they can hear it and understand the importance of it. So think about the details. Only share the ones that you need to. Don't get so complicated that they can't understand it. And then think about, what are the next steps that you want to happen coming out of the meeting? Because at some point, you may get through everything and everything's great and you have time to discuss it, but you also may get to a point where there's only 2 minutes left and where are you at? So you have to manage the time of the meeting, especially if you have set up the meeting and are having the conversation. You have to facilitate when you need to stop the meeting so that you can say, okay, we're coming to the end of the meeting. Here's what I think are the next steps, and share that. And then make sure that everybody's aligned to those, because you never know. They may say, actually, you know, we could spend another half hour and keep going. Or they may say, yeah, let's set up another meeting and include somebody else. You don't know what's going to come out of that. So mind the clock a little bit so you make sure that you don't run out of time. And then think about it for you. What do you need to have happen for you to see this as a success and for your management to see it as a success? Whatever that is, keep that in front of you. Don't forget about that. Don't get caught up in the moment of having this discussion where you might go down what I call a rabbit hole, right? Where you might get totally off the topic and you need to bring it back so that you can actually get to a decision. So managing this conversation and facilitating it while you're in it can be a challenge, but just keep in mind the end goal. Think about what kinds of things you need to talk about in these meetings: resources, people, money, funding, maybe alignment with other projects. Is your project interfering or a critical path item to someone else's project? Do you have to follow their timeline or do they have to follow yours? Are you going to be holding someone else up if you don't do yours or they don't do theirs? Those are things you need to think about from a strategic standpoint. And then one that I think a lot of people don't consider: are you making assumptions that you shouldn't be? I think it's really easy for people who have been in an organization for a long time to start to say, well, this is just how it works. Well, maybe this is an opportunity to change it. Maybe you could do something different. So take the time to just question yourself, if nothing else. Am I making assumptions here that may or may not be true anymore? And should we do something different? And then what do you do post-meeting? So this is the part that I think a lot of people forget. They're so excited to have finished the meeting and maybe they got everything that they wanted to get out of it. And then they just go on to the next meeting. But I think it's important to make sure that you're documenting what was said and agreed to in the meeting. I can't tell you how many clients I have who are so grateful that they've done that because someone says something later, I don't remember talking about that. I never agreed to that. And yet they can, you know, maybe they didn't see the notes come out too. I don't know. But when this person can pull up the notes and say, I sent this to you, this is what we aligned on, this is what we agreed to, and I sent it to you right after the meeting, it makes it much easier for them to, you know, backtrack a little bit. Communicate your status to your management. So think about this as a visibility opportunity. Your management may or may not be in the meeting with you. And so you have an opportunity to share what happened, share how it went, share what the outcome was, share what next steps are. So don't miss out on that opportunity for visibility for what you've done and how you drove some change right into the organization and moving this forward. Think about what you need to share with your team or the project team who may be involved in this project, if that's what you're working on. They all need to know the information too. And I think sometimes it's in the heat of the moment, you're just going to the next thing. And then all of a sudden somebody says, well, I didn't even know we agreed to go forward on that. So keep in mind communication that you need to have with other people just to keep them aligned too. And then who do you need help from to move things forward? Are there other people in the organization you need to meet with? Other people you need to align with? think about those things so that you can make sure that you are capturing all of the people that you need to have in the conversation and being able to ensure alignment, and you don't have someone coming back later saying, I had no idea this was happening. And there may be additional meetings, additional conversations that you need to have with other project teams or other parts of the organization. It's just, I know it feels like a lot when I'm saying all this probably, but just try to keep these things in front of you. It will be so much more successful if you do, because what you're then showing is that you're being strategic, you're acting like a leader, you're thinking about the things and the impacts and the challenges that you might face and how to address them, coming up with contingency plans. And it just makes for a better perception of you, right? Because your leadership then says, wow, they've got it. They know what they're doing. They've clearly got a plan. They're following the plan. They know what they're doing, and I don't have to worry about it. And that's what they're looking for from leaders, right? They wouldn't have you if they needed to do all this themselves. They wouldn't need you. So you have to show them that you can do this. It builds your credibility. It builds your visibility. And they can start to really, really trust you with more things, give you more opportunities, and potentially give you promotions. So don't overlook some of these things. You don't have to do them all, right, that I just laid out here. But it is something that I think a lot of people don't take advantage of and plan. They just try to wing it. So I wanted to share a quote with you by Saul Alinsky. And the quote is, communication with others takes place when they understand what you're trying to get across to them. If they don't understand, then you are not communicating regardless of your words, pictures, or anything else. People only understand things in terms of their experience, which means that you must get within their experience. So that first part where we talked about the person and what they care about and what's important to them, that is getting in their experience, right? You might have to use examples or share information from their point of view, not from yours. And that is something I think we miss a lot. We always communicate in our world, right, from our point of view, but that's not going to sell what you need to sell. And you have to think about from the client point of view or whoever this influencing person is that you need to meet with. You need to make sure that they are the person that's going to say yes. And sometimes that means understanding more of what they're dealing with and what they're challenged with. So as I mentioned, this type of opportunity can provide a great deal of visibility for you, and planning it out ensures the conversation will be well received, so you get great feedback and are thought of for future opportunities. And that's the goal with these. I know a lot of people might feel a little apprehension, be a little concerned about meeting with some people at this level. Maybe they've never done it before. But if you go in there prepared, just think about this for a second. You're the person who knows more about this than anybody. So don't be intimidated. Don't feel like you don't know enough to do this. You just answer the questions. You be calm, confident, and assured, right? There might be some opportunities for you to challenge some things in there, challenge their thinking. But they're looking for that from a leader. So don't be afraid to step into that role in a bit of a bolder way and just take the conversation where you need it to go so you get the yes that you want. So today's visibility action step is I'm going to ask you a few other questions for you just to keep for you. Are you being strategic and intentional when you share information with others? Now, I just went through an example of something that's probably on a bigger scale. But you also have opportunities in one-on-one conversations or in group sessions with your management to have opportunities to insert some things that show you're being strategic. And doing that intentionally on a regular basis helps to shift your perception. Are you being concise? I cannot tell you how many people I work with that are not thinking about this, and they continue to just go on and on and on. And senior leaders don't have the patience for that. So I'm just going to tell you that now. They will start to try to interrupt you. They'll start to maybe not even let you talk because they've seen you be too verbose about things. And so you have to find ways to scale down what you need to say in a simpler, smaller way that still gets your point across. Because the other thing that can happen is when you keep going on and on is people stop listening. And I don't want your message to get lost in that. So find ways to keep it simple and concise. Do you speak with confidence? So think about words that you're using. maybe record yourself when you're in meetings and pay attention? Are you being a little bit devaluing to yourself? Are you using words like, I think? I mean, I just wanted to try this. I'm not sure if it's going to work. I mean, sometimes there's hedging language, right? Because we really are operating in ambiguity. We don't know all the answers yet. But if you can say, you know, I don't have all the answers yet, but I'm working on it. It comes across much more confidently, right? So it's okay to say you don't have everything yet, but don't hedge so much that they start to doubt your confidence. All of these things that I just shared with you demonstrate your value, and it builds your credibility to a level that they can start to see you differently. People can really trust you. And when you have that trust, they'll let you go. They'll see you as someone who's really empowered to go do whatever they want. And it's in the beginning when you don't have that trust that you might need to just continue to stay aligned a bit more. But over time, the more you do this, the more you show them, they're going to let you go. And that's what we're really going for here, is for you to be visible in front of them and get new opportunities. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor podcast.